man alive, I had people mad at me because I didn't have enough faith not to take chemotherapy. Boxes of books I never read on how to eat. I already know how to eat. Cannot tell by looking.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on November 26, 2025, and is titled, What If? So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
I don't know how to eat. So, you know, we went to MD Anderson, we went right over here to, not Covenant, but the other one, UMC. Man, I had a lot of people, don't go there. We can get you in down there, Houston. We'll get you in wherever. No, I'm going right over here. My wife and I agreed we're going right over here. That's what we're going to do. I'm glad we did. There was a doctor that named Parisetti who injected himself into my life. And that little booger was a lifesaver now. He fell right out of heaven, just like the veterinarian that landed at Leveland this weekend. Just right out of heaven. You know, so I'm in the right spot. But man, there's a lot of people in your life that want to bring up what if, and not very many people want to bring up your faith. Have you ever thought about that? Yeah. Man, if you're just an old Sunday morning burger blesser now, I've probably got bigger fish to fry than that. I've probably got more stuff going on than you want to be a part of, because some of this gets a little scary. Joshua, going in to proclaim your promise of a land. I got to thinking about that, the what ifs. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. There's Thanksgiving is participated in all over the world, a lot of countries, and it ain't all on a Thursday in November. They do it different times of the year for different reasons. But in America, how many of y'all grew up in a school that used to tell you Thanksgiving was about pilgrims? And y'all know that turkey. That's how come we have to endure turkeys, is because of pilgrims. If it had been all about ranchers, we'd eat steak. But because it's pilgrims, we got to eat turkey. So I guess every animal has its day, but whatever. So I just wanted to bring up a what if tonight. You know, that first winter here after they landed at Plymouth, half of them died that winter. There was 110 or 115 of them, something got off the boat. And half of them died. They buried him on the other side of the hill over there so the Indians wouldn't know that half of them was dead. That next March, the captain of the ship says, I'm going back and y'all can go with me. This didn't work out very good. Y'all can load up and go. And they said, no, I think we'll just stay. This is what we come to do. Well, what if? You know, the rest of you could die. Who cares? You know what if? You know what's worse than dying? Living under the umbrella of what if. I'd rather die skipping that part myself. I'd just skip that part right there and just roll on. And sometimes you look like a bull in a china closet. Sometimes you look like a rebel. Sometimes you look like an idiot. But one thing you don't look like you're afraid. Man alive. So what if? You know you all be sitting here with a British accent, you know. You wouldn't be here. This would still be where the buffalo roam, you know? That's how that would be. What if? Think back on the people who really had to step out. I thought a lot about George Washington on Christmas Christmas Day in 1776, when they crossed the Delaware, and there was 2,400 of them. Half of them are fixing to be unenlisted. And they're headed to Trenton, and there's some German Haitian soldiers at camp over there. They're going to sneak up on them in the middle of the night. George had been doodling the night before in there with Benjamin Rush, and a piece of paper fell on the ground, and it simply said, "Victory or death." That's it. And it gets that road pretty narrow. I'm going to do this. Well, what if? You got 2,400 guys that are just down to a nub. I mean, some of them didn't have shoes. They wrapped their feet in gunny sacks. They bled all the way over, bled all the way back. They didn't eat or sleep for 48 hours. They crossed the icy waters of the Delaware. It takes a long time to get across there. They're supposed to land in there and sneak up on them guys in the middle of the night. They get tangled up out there, and they show up late. It's daylight. Now we're in a mess. They can see us coming. So if we retreat, they're going to kill us. If they go in, they're going to kill us. We're going in. And because George Washington was a guy who actually lived under an open heaven, he communicated with the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. He knew. And by the hand of God, there came a blistering snowstorm all of a sudden, blowing straight sideways like it does out here every now and then when it finally does. Well, it's Christmas Day. Them Haitians, it's a snowstorm. They're all in their teepees watching football. They ain't expecting nobody to show up. And George and the boys sneak up there, and they get them 1,000 head of them. They only had to kill a few of them. And they take them back. Here's the cool part about it. It's kind of like if you're the first guy to be open. Everybody around you will find their guts. When he got back, the Revolutionary War was just about in the toilet. They're going to be down to about 1,200 guys. That ain't going to work. And when they had one victory, within a matter of just a couple weeks, 15,000 enlisted to the revolutionary endeavor to give us this great and free God-given United States of America. Thank God they didn't fall prey to the what-ifs. And that one victory, that the what-if will keep you from achieving, keep you from going forward. There's a host of them throughout our history. Our signers of the Declaration, who sat there against all odds and signed their names on a piece of paper that said, we commit our lives, we pledge our lives, our estates, and our sacred honor to the cause of freedom, the cause of liberty. When bullies on Facebook want you to sit still, they're asking you to give up your liberty. Now, I'm not saying when things are intelligent, you shouldn't do intelligent things. But when other people begin to rule your life and you give up your liberty because you've been plagued with what if, and you just didn't have time to ask God how this goes, you'd ask God to bless your pizza and your Diet Coke, but you didn't have enough wherewithal to ask God. You ready to praise God when you won at the rodeo and you want to do your all whatever you do in front of the TV. You're good with all that, but you don't know what God promised you. You don't know what God says. You have not communicated with God. You've made your request known to God. You hadn't heard the voice of God. You hadn't took a godly stand. That was my whole deal Wednesday morning. I said, in all this jargon going on, I'm ready for one person, just one person, to stand up in faith. One. This whole United States of America, this whole state of Texas, I'm ready for one just to stand up and rebuke and command and take control in the name of Jesus Christ and reclaim your freedom and reclaim the power that comes from being a child of the living God. Because right now, I think you're a bunch of burger blessers. That's all I said. And I'm going to tell you something. They've responded. And it was amazing. It was amazing. I think I got 2 negative comments out of the whole deal. Now, there's plenty of negative comments going around about me right now, but it's all behind my back. The only ones had guts enough to say anything to my face was the one I called yesterday. That's it. I don't care what goes on behind my back. I don't care what you say about me. You keep it to yourself. I don't care. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And when my family comes into agreement, we're going to do what we're going to do. This weekend, we got to deal with more anxiety and angst and everything else as in doing what we were doing. And Thursday morning, I get a phone call, and it's Casey, and her and Kelsey are in the motel room. And they said, put it on speakerphone, Dad, or Mom, I think she did it. Said, hey, we got to tell you something. We've been pretty nervous about this whole deal. Didn't know really where we fall. But we've been praying. And God has brought us both to a place where we know you're doing the right thing. We're going forward, and we're standing with you. And we got no backup in us. Now, let me tell you something. When God does that for a family, I don't care what anybody thinks about what we did or didn't do. When God does that for your family, now you got a reason to have Thanksgiving. You ain't going to sit around blessing a meal while you're pretending to go to heaven. You're a family that absolutely knows that God will bring you together. You know, when the church finally figures this out one of these days, that God will put you on the same page. God will bring them up behind of you. Because right here, here's one of the most important gifts. When they, right here in chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Joshua, when they get ready to go in and take the land, he tells them right here, I only got my readers on, but I'll try it. But he tells them, he said, y'all get ready, prepare provisions for yourself, and within 3 days you'll cross over this Jordan and go to possess the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess. That's in chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. And he says, he goes on, he said, and to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives and your little ones and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side. That's over on the east side. This is on the east side of the Jordan. They're headed west. He says right here, he said, but you shall pass before your brethren, armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them. Until the Lord has given your brethren rest as he gave you, and they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God has given them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan towards the sunrise. He said, all that you command us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we'll go. So what he told them, all you Reubenites, you Gadites, and half the half tribe of Manasseh, you got to go over and help these guys. You got to help these Israelites. You got to be a part of their what they're doing. You got to fight for them. You got to be a part of the support system. You're with them until they have arrived. After they've arrived, then go back to where God gave you, and you find your rest there and take care of your family and your livestock and all your stuff. There was a little family there this weekend that I don't think they sold one horse. And I come outside and I seen him on the back of his pickup, and I didn't know him. And I said, hey, bud, I said, I just couldn't do you a very good job this weekend. But I said, we've waived all the no-sale fees and everything because of the situation. I don't want you to be out. And I said, so if you'll try us again one of these days, maybe we can do you better. He just smiling. He said, we didn't come here to sell these horses. We came here to support you. They could have dealt with every what if everybody else was thrown out there. There were hundreds of them. Across the land, there might have been thousands. The whole day I'm selling the sale, my phone is blowing up text messages from some of the best horsemen in the whole world, a couple of sale owners. Hey, we're praying for you right here. We're cheering you on. You go. We want to support you. There was a lady in East Texas who had called her horse sale off. Texted me on Thursday morning. She said, God just won't let me do it. I'm open. She said, I couldn't have got there without you. Well, there's a lot of people in the world today would not agree with one thing that I'm saying tonight. I'll just quote a movie. Frankly, my dear. But that support system that God brings around you, that's huge. Who has God put in your life to claim your promise? Just a what if. They used to call 4th of July Cowboy Christmas. That's not Cowboy Christmas. That's 4th of July now. November, December, that's Cowboy Christmas. That's when Santa Claus brings the big guns. All the barrel fraternities, the raining fraternity, snaffle bit fraternity, the cutting fraternity is still going on. Dariot. World Series finale, the NFR, the lead-ups in Arizona, all the junior rodeo events. Las Vegas is full to the brim. There's people that have committed their whole lives to showing up to claim their promise. So what if we just stop? What if the 10 spies come tell you just how scary it is on the other side? And you say, well, you know what? You're probably right. We'll just take a break. Well, I'm not going to get into details this weekend. But I got news for anybody out there that still wants to yap about me behind my back. Until you walked in my shoes this weekend, keep your mouth shut. You ain't got no idea. You ain't no idea who was depending on this to happen. You got no idea how necessary some of this was for a few folks. You got no idea what's actually going on. I could have stopped and stayed home. God wouldn't let me. My conscience wouldn't let me. There's people depending on some things. So the only option I had was to pray for God to extend his hand and do what only he can do. You know, he doesn't start rumors on Facebook. He tells the truth. But that support system, I saw mine this weekend like I'd never seen it before. You know, when I had my leukemia, they was all laughing around there, them doctors. They said, I think you got about 20,000 people praying for you. And that's good. I'm glad. But I'm going to tell you, this weekend, I had some bodies show up. I saw people risk themselves. I saw people ready to take one on the chin when they weren't asked. They just showed up. Most of those are livestock people and ranchers, and some of them even go to church. But they're a different group of people that just hang out in church. And believe me, I know what I'm talking about because I watched us in action 5 years ago. We're pathetic. We're pathetic. Couldn't find the truth if it jumped up and hit us in the head with a club. Plagued with the what ifs. Ready for a shutdown. Freedom has no value. And here we are. It's just not good to be that way. But the other side of it is, it's extremely risky to be the other way. So when they crossed over here in chapter 4, when they got across, they told one guy from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, go over here into Jordan and get a rock, get stones. And we're going to take these stones over here and we're going to set a memorial up. We're going to set a memorial up. It just now hit me. And these little turkeys were listening this morning in there when I was doing Coffee with the Colonel, the short version of this. But I'm really glad they're here right now, because it says in the Bible right here in chapter 4, said, do this so your children will know what the Lord has done. And so tomorrow's Thanksgiving. That's not a religious holiday. It commemorates a historical time for all of us. And then we've kind of brought it to a place now where it's all about being thankful, because it's easier to sell Hallmark cards if you'll do something a little more heartwarming than talking about half the pilgrims dying on the side of the hill, talking about all the what ifs and all the stuff. But boys, I want you to know this, that your children should know that the reason we get to have Thanksgiving every November is because there's some men that weren't afraid. And when people told them no, they said, nah, I believe I'll try it anyhow. When people told them what they couldn't do, they knew a God that said you could do all things through Christ who strengthened you. And you did it anyhow. You didn't back up. You know, they weren't afraid. And so you guys get to be Americans. Do you know how amazing it is that you get to be an American? We got millions here today that want the benefits of America. They just don't want to be Americans. Well, you should be an American to get the benefits of America. It's the same way we got burger blessers that want all the benefits of the kingdom of God. And they think they're just going to fall out of the sky. No, you're going to have to walk by faith. Walking by faith takes guts. Sometimes walking by faith will get your feelings hurt. Sometimes walking by faith gets really lonely. Whatever it is God's calling you to do, you better plan on doing it all by yourself. Nobody else gonna want to do it with you until they hear from God. And then here they'll come, just like the Gadites and the Reubenites and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Here they come. Do you know who else is already here? Every angel in heaven, because heaven is not far from us. Thousands and ten thousands.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.